Welcome to the God is the Issue podcast with Brad Bright. I'm your host, Jim Brangenberg. Think about it. Our view of God determines what we think on all moral, cultural, and economic issues. It even determines how we vote. Hope for the future of our country and our world lies in our ability to make God the issue in every issue. Today, we'll be giving you a little history on why Brad is so passionate about making God the issue in every issue. Brad Bright, thanks for being with us today.
Jim, it's a delight to be here with you. I'm looking forward to what we're going to be talking about today.
Brad, the God is the Issue podcast really flows from your very soul. Why don't you share a little bit of the historical background that led you to where we are today, launching this podcast?
You know, I grew up in one of the leading families in the Christian world. My dad, Bill Bright, started the largest Christian missions movement really in the 20th century. It was called Campus Crusade for Christ. You know, our goal was to change the world by introducing people to Jesus Christ, you know, starting in America and then going to the whole world. My dad wrote the Four Spiritual Laws, which has been printed over 2 billion times as of today. He was the impetus behind the Jesus film, which is the most translated film in history. You know, 1,500 different translations viewed by literally billions of people. I say that for a reason. I say that because growing up, I assumed America and the world would naturally become a better place as the message of Jesus Christ advanced. But you know, Jim, in my lifetime, in your lifetime, America has gone from God-fearing to godless. You know, and the whole process really began when 9 men in black robes, that's the Supreme Court, terminated 180 years of prayer and Bible reading in the schools. Since then, we've legalized cutting the arms and legs off unborn babies. We've legalized homosexual marriage. We fire football coaches for exercising their First Amendment right to pray. We've hauled Christian bakers, florists, and photographers into court for obeying the Bible. Why? It's because a small vocal minority of Americans hate the God of the Bible, hate the God of the Bible who will not condone their sin. Margaret Sanger, if you don't know who that is, she was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger said this, and it's very clear. She said, birth control appeals to the advanced radical because it is calculated to undermine the authority of the Christian churches. I look forward to seeing humanity free someday from the tyranny of Christianity. Unquote. It's time to once again make the God of the Bible the watershed issue in our culture. Either that or we go home, close the door, and wait for the end. But we need to do it in relevant ways. And that is the why behind this podcast.
It's an amazing conversation. And I look forward to the many episodes that we have on this God is the Issue podcast. It's sad to see where we've gotten. And I think it's amazing. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about some of that hopelessness that seems to plague our country. You're listening to the God is the Issue podcast with Brad Bright. We'll be right back after this message.
Want to know more about how you can make God the issue in every issue? Get your copy of Brad's book, God is the Issue. Now in its 3rd edition, you can get your ebook copy at brightmedia.org. Even better, if you subscribe to this podcast, you'll receive a coupon for 1 free download of God is the Issue ebook. Go to brightmedia.org, that's brightmedia.org, and get God is the Issue ebook today.
Hey, welcome back to God is the Issue podcast with Brad Bright. Brad, the world seems a little hopeless today, and that's sad. And it seems like there's an overwhelming feeling of darkness taking over, all over. How do we fight that creeping darkness that's overcoming our country?
Well, darkness is, it's rapidly engulfing us, isn't it? It's clear. Anybody who's paying attention sees it. But that's not the problem. The problem is not that there's too much darkness. The problem is really is that there's not enough light. You know, and this podcast is not about cursing the darkness. This podcast is really about helping people make God the issue every day and in every issue. You know, we're here to help people make a difference, to help people move from defense to offense, to help you move from reacting to reframing, from defense to offense, from cursing the darkness to shine the light. You know, whatever it is you're passionate about, we want to help you make God the issue in that issue. That's really our heart.
But how do we react and respond to the reshaping of our culture? Because it feels like we don't have any control.
Well, we don't really have control. But here's the point. We need to quit reacting to the culture. We need to quit reacting, start reframing every issue as an opportunity to make God the issue. You know, think of us as your cultural, spiritual your spiritual, cultural engagement hardware store. You know, no matter where you are, who you are, you can do it and we can help.
That'd be a great slogan for a great company.
Where have we heard that before? Yeah.
Well, and what I love the fact is that when people tune into this podcast, they're going to get, this is like a training seminar. We're going to teach you how to engage in conversations that are healthy conversations about issues that really matter, that are shaping our culture right now. And Brad, that's what you love to do all day long, isn't it?
It is what I love to do. It's where my head goes when I'm just sitting still. You know, when your head goes someplace, when you're sitting still, you know that's something you love to do.
When we come back, lots more from Brad Bright as we really introduce to you the God is the Issue podcast. Hang on for just a minute.
Brad Bright travels the country speaking and training people how to make God the issue in every issue. Go to brightmedia.org, that's brightmedia.org, to find out how you can bring Brad's highly interactive workshop to your area. It's fun, engaging, and most important, it will help make you more effective in making God the issue in every issue. Go to brightmedia.org, that's brightmedia.org, and schedule Brad today.
Hey, welcome back to the God is the Issue podcast. As we introduce to you, why are we doing this podcast? And why is Brad Bright so excited about this topic of making God the issue in every issue? Brad, is there any hope for our future, the future of our country, the future of our culture?
Oh, there's definitely hope. You know, I was a history major in college, and I love history. I'm an amateur historian. I'm certainly not a professional. There's guys who know a lot more than me. But as I've read history, history is crystal clear. It's crystal clear that a handful of people committed to a cause can change the course of history. And as a general rule, 2% of a population can change an entire culture. You know, the homosexual movement is a great example of this. And around 1990, they were approximately 2% of the population. Today, that number is estimated to be closer to 3%. But, you know, in that same period, homosexuals went from being outcasts, from being virtual pariahs, to being not only fully embraced by the culture, but promoted by the culture. The question is, why? How did that happen? It's because they had a plan, they mobilized, and they made their issue the defining issue in culture. You know, much like the civil rights movement, it did the same thing. We can and should do likewise. But here's the encouraging thing, Jim. It doesn't even take 2%. You know, in my book, God is the Issue, I talk about how Lenin took over Russia, a nation of 150 million people, with only 4,000 members of the Communist Party. 4,000 people took over a nation of 150 million people. How did they do it? Here's the bottom line. It only takes a handful of committed individuals to change a culture. Well, we can do the same thing.
So let's talk about that. In history, besides the negative example you just gave us of how Lenin took over and brought communism and Marxism to Russia, is there a positive example from history where that it shows an example of how we can turn the tide of our culture when it seems like it's shifted so rapidly the wrong direction?
Well, the history of Christianity, you know, in the first, you know, 200 years, it makes it very clear how you can bring about change. You know, question is this: how did Christianity become the dominant force in the Roman Empire, that had been a pagan empire for the first 200, 300 years? Well, here's how they did it. The Christians did it hand in hand with each other, with other followers of Jesus Christ, reaching one person at a time. And the multiplying effect of that eventually kicked in, and the Roman Empire was changed. But the key was, it was a very relational process. It went person to person. It went viral. With proper training, we can do exactly the same thing. It's not rocket science. It's actually quite straightforward.
But sometimes it feels like rocket science. Sometimes it feels like we'll never get off the ground. The God is the Issue podcast is designed for our listeners. I was so excited about saying it, I wanted to stumble over my words. Brad, what do you have planned for the direction of our podcast together?
Well, you know, God is Issue. It's designed to help you go from defense to offense, to help you know how you can make a difference, how you can be a part of that process of changing culture for Jesus Christ. You know, we want to help you shrewdly respond to the cultural symptoms of today to teach you how you can help change the culture. See, here's the point. The God is Issue podcast will help you make God the issue in every issue. You know, again, think of us as your spiritual hardware store. You can do it. We can help.
Brad Bright, so much fun. I can't wait to see what God does with this in our conversations as we go forward. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
And thanks for joining us today on the God is the Issue podcast with Brad Bright. Remember to check us out online at brightmedia.org. And remember, always be kind, compassionate, and shrewd while making God the issue in every issue.